This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everything these globalists do is about betrayal and murder and death and cancer and disease and fraud. Nothing comes out of them but destruction. Everything they give us is a Trojan horse.
You know, there's an element that I go into a bit in the book, and it's something that I cover on the War Room fairly frequently to the chagrin of our audience. And it's this. Everything you're describing, and this is, I think, it's in the forefront of the consciousness of the populist movement that you have globalist organizations like the World Economic Forum. You have figureheads like Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari and Parag Khanna and Kai-Fu Lee, all of whom are basically projecting this robotic future in which it's really a corporate-centered world in which you have public-private partnerships, and the government is an arm of the corporation, and the corporation is the powerhouse of the government, and it is openly science fiction-oriented, right? So in Klaus Schwab's Fourth Industrial Revolution, maybe the most incendiary comments that he makes are about these implants, these digital implants, and what they will be used for. He compares it to the RFID chips used to track packages or different elements through a supply chain, and how that will one day be used in the near future for human beings. And this is the sort of beast system made manifest, right?
And now we see the headlines, ABC News, you name it. Yep. You will take chips eventually.
Yes, but I think that this is a really important point. So you have companies like WalletMore. You have companies like Biohacks, and they have chipped thousands of people willingly. People who are kind of cyborg fetishists have willingly taken the chip. Zoltan Isfahan famously is chipped, and he talks about it at length. This is a very small techno-fetishist community. As people are focusing on the horror, what would it mean to have to chip my child to make sure that they're secure so they won't get kidnapped or whatever? As people are contemplating that horror, you have right now the company WorldCoin, as Steve mentioned, and I believe you guys have covered this, yes? The WorldCoin...
Everybody lining up to get scanned.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll put some B-roll of that up.
The evil orb. And this is biometric identification taken willingly. I think that right now, as we speak, it's over 2 million, and this is just after their fresh rollout. Now, they were getting 40,000 a week when they were first doing it in a limited edition. So as people are worrying about chipping, you have a non-invasive biometric system being rolled out of a corporation that was co-founded by Sam Altman, right, the CEO of OpenAI, father of the most powerful large language model on the planet. And then simultaneously with this, you have the announcement that Amazon is going to roll out their Amazon One Palm payment at every Whole Foods store. They're also going to roll it out. They've already tested this. They beta tested this. They're going to roll it out in various entertainment venues. They're going to roll it out in various stores in airports. And to me, I've seen this evolve working in the entertainment industry as a rigger for the last, for 15 years in total, beginning in the early 2000s. You see the way in which the crowd has more and more been treated as cattle. And a sort of technocratic cattle.
And that's the key. Under transhumanism, I think the greatest defining thing about it is it turns us into a commodity, and then it's able to lower the value of the commodity until we're garbage, until the system is designed to basically take us out like the garbage.
And here's maybe the most horrific element about it to me. The left liberal versions of it, the sort of World Economic Forum politically correct versions of transhumanism, certainly have that Borg-like character, this collectivist sort of character and this feel-goodish character. You will own nothing and be happy sort of pablum. To them, it sounds great. To us, obviously, it sounds horrific. The real thing that scares me, Alex, is this. The driving force behind transhumanism intellectually isn't really people at the World Economic Forum. They are very much downstream of the intellects like Ray Kurzweil.
They're just the PR mouse.
Like Ben Goertzel, and like on the newer generation, you have people like those in the effective accelerationist movement, so-called EAC. These are not politically correct people. These are not collectivists. These are people who are very much libertarian, individualist, so-called based, right? Like, these are people who are not politically correct in any shape or form.
All right, hold on, Joe Allen. This guy's got as much energy as I do or more. He's getting me fired up. fired up about not being slaves, taking control of our destiny. The globalists think they control us. They don't if we simply understand that we have free will and can exercise it. We'll be right back. Tell everybody you know. It's been 3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock. The amazing 30 parts per million. Highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses. Back in stock. Limited supply. Infowarsstore.com. 30% off. And it's a very limited supply, but we have it back. Infowarsstore.com. Silver bullet, colloidal silver. The Infowars Live silver bullet, colloidal silver has returned. Silver bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet returns to InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Peter Thiel famously said that AI is inherently communist, Bitcoin is inherently libertarian. And he said this at the Oxford Union. And I agree with the premise, if I understand such a vague statement correctly. AI requires mass data gathering. AI tends towards collectivism. Therefore, he's afraid of it. Simultaneously, though, as you well know, right after 9/11, he was the one who founded Palantir. Palantir has among the most powerful AI systems on the planet for the purposes of surveillance and identifying enemies both abroad and domestically. And so you have this strange dichotomy. It's transhumanism, to put it in a nutshell, transhumanism in all its other forms, whether it be optimalism, whether it be accelerationism. It is not left or right wing. It is not, in many ways, you could say, it's not necessarily elitist because so many people on the ground are enamored by its dreams.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it's the new God.
It is a distributed, widely distributed movement. It's a tendency of human nature, and it's a possibility in technology. And it is, indeed, as Yuval Noah Harari, I think, correctly identifies, it is a dangerous techno-religion.
Well, and isn't the endgame goal or the project going back about 175 years ago, starting with the British government funding it, you know, they fund the world societies and things, the equivalent of $1 billion+ if somebody could make a clock that was accurate down to a second. And it'd take them a few years and somebody would make it and they'd get the prize. And then they'd say, now we want a clock that can do that, but on a ship. And then a few years later, somebody would win the prize. And they learned, like, whatever we basically pay for, we can get. During, you know, that Renaissance period, a few hundred years into it, going back about 300 years ago, as we see that acceleration. And so about 175 years ago, the British royals, this is all in mainline history books, folks. It's in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that's free online from like 17 years ago, more important today than it was when I made it. It's evergreen. And it's beyond evergreen. It's just like it's basically gone to seed and then grown a whole forest of reality, because I was reading what they were saying and what they were planning. And so the royals and others said 170-something years ago to the British scientific elite that were the best in the world at the time, they said, we want life extension. We want to take control of humans. We want to be able to order the universe. We want the secrets of the universe. We want to know what we're made up of and how we work. And out of the transhumanist movement, of course, it wasn't called that until Huxley came along with it, out of the eugenics movement started in the 1850s in what is the UK today and spreading to Germany and the US and around the world, out of that movement are computers. That's, they created the term. Biometrics. All the major sciences were postulated in theory, just like Max Planck in the, you know, 1895 was theoretically creating atomic bombs and then creating the equations. It wasn't really, you know, obviously Einstein kind of just popularized, and he was a theoretician, very smart as well. But I mean, that's how powerful our minds are. What we can imagine can then be mathematically, if we have the matter done. So we really are the ultimate AI that God made that is self-regenerating and that basically has an innate mission programmed into us where we individually have free will and are not controlled by a collective, but can individually agree on things that we think are best that then creates a collective through individual action. And so that's why I say the perfect AI is creation, is the universe, is what God made. And that's why everything else we see being set up is just basically a parasite on the back of that, claiming the work of humans as its own.
I could not agree more. That is absolutely what we're seeing, is that human-made creations are, it's man playing God. And I guess one of the dark ironies of human life, our innate drive is to create, right? And our ability is to create. And
so that just takes it away, and the AI does it for you.
Well, for those who are the subjects, but for those who are building it, for those who are building it, this is their life's work. This is their goal, right? This is.
And they get to program AI the way they want.
Well, yes and no. So this is something that I think is really important to note about, say, for instance, GPT, GPT-4, at GPT-3.5, GPT-2. People have this misconception that they programmed it to be woke. That is not the case. If you recall, in late November of last year, early December, you had people like Jordan Peterson. You had people like Hans Monk at Epic Times. And they were talking about how fair and balanced GPT was. It was when they first released ChatGPT. I've asked ChatGPT one question in total. That was, does Elon Musk want to chip our brains? And what did it say? No, Elon Musk does not want to chip our brains. He wants radical abundance. So I was like, okay, it's a bullshit machine. I'm not going. And besides that, I just don't like it.
No, that's it. I mean, it's absolute mindless crap.
Jordan Peterson explores it as Hans Monk explore it. What they find is this possibility to bust through the sort of ideological stranglehold that Wikipedia has. That Google has. This will kill Google. This is Hans Monk. This will kill Google. This will kill Wikipedia because it's so fair and balanced.
No, I agree. They invented the internet to control us as the intergalactic communication system was its name, but then it was used against them.
What happened, though, is after it starts getting rolled out and after you get the kind of public reinforcement behind, like, so you have both the programmers and you have these people in the public who are basically spanking it whenever it says something they don't like. And by the time you get to early 2023, you now have this sort of woke AI, but it's not that the AI itself is woke. It's like if you have a racist at the party and he keeps getting hit in the face every time he says a racial slur. Eventually he learns not to say the slur anymore, but it's not that his mind has changed. It's just his outward behavior. And that is what happened with GPT. That's how you ended up with a jailbreak Dan that could tell you that Mossad was behind 9/11, or it would talk about racial IQ hierarchies, or it would talk about aliens creating the universe. And the AI is basically just our way of becoming the next generation of aliens. The reason that content was there underneath those safety layers, the sort of woke safety layers, is what you would call, I guess, a based AI. What Elon?
Well, sure. The surface is never the reality.
Yeah, but so what Elon Musk is talking about is creating an honest AI with XAI's mission to understand the universe. How are they going to accomplish it? They're going to create a curious AI that simply explores the universe without the sorts of politically correct hang-ups that you see.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, Eisenhower postulated this 80 years ago. What are the rules? There's got to be some rules, and I understand that's its own enforcement mechanism, but I think we don't use something, we don't adopt it unless it has those rules, like promote life. Humans are good. Other life's good. We need to populate the stars. We need to promote creativity. We don't need to start fights. You know, we need basic stuff.
I think that it sounds good in theory what Musk is talking about, and certainly when you describe it that way, I'm like, maybe there's something beautiful here. But what I see in Musk, one, if you're talking about something that's inherently,
and is he the top transhumanist in history now?
I would say he's the most famous and most revered transhumanist on the face of the planet, even if he never uses that term himself.
Steve earlier said he's closest thing to the Antichrist. I said that too. I was on a show and they said, who could be the Antichrist? And I go, well, the closest to it is this guy because he's trying to cover 360. He's everything. And in everything he does.
When he talks about curious AI, he talks about an honest AI, an AI that will tell you the truth without restriction. Every time he's ever been asked about China's excesses, we'll say, which include, for instance, say, putting Uyghurs in concentration camps or putting their entire society under surveillance and disappearing any dissidents who stand in the way of their objectives. Whenever asked about the uncomfortable elements of his partners in China and the Communist Party, he has never been critical. And so
let me speak to that. I mean, at the end of the day, we don't talk enough about that. He talks all this good talk and is building a competitor system to China. then I guess they're not pulling out with him because they think they'll be given back doors or whatever it is. And obviously China's a big globalist project of the deeper New World Order. But he really does not stand up for the Uyghurs and others, and he still censors me. And it's true, he keeps people banned that say the Communist Party of China is bad and is threatening war with us. So at the end of the day, I mean, I guess he really is just an extension of Communist China. If you had to say the one governing thing about Musk is, is he a sock puppet of the CCP?
I have no way to know that, but I suspect not. I suspect he has tremendous power himself, right? It's not that he has no center of gravity, but he is definitely at his public works are always going to be somewhat in line with the CCP.
Well, the Chinese media, when he was there a few months ago, worshipped him.
Absolutely.
And then it barely even hit our news here, showing how controlled it is. I mean, when you're getting worshipped by the Chi-Coms, you got a problem.
Yeah, and people talk oftentimes about, well, Google is like the communists, or Facebook, they're like the communists.
Well, they like to get there, but they're not yet.
Yeah, you know what? Google and Facebook have a very contentious relationship with China, especially Google. They may reflect a lot of those sorts of...
Yeah, no, they want to become their own authoritarian system.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
August 29th, Dark Eon, the war, Transhumanism and the War Against Humanity. Find it at the Amazon Beast. As you say, it's important to drive those algos up.
Exactly. We don't have yet for pre-sale. I mean, we have my last book that was a number one bestseller. Still, we have a few signed copies left as well. That's The Great Reset and the War for the World at InfoWarsStore.com, both signed and unsigned. But The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the New World Order and launch the Second Great Renaissance, the book is basically done. They're doing a little bit of cutting it down from, I think it's down to like 500 pages now. They'll cut a little bit more, and then it's going to go to print. And I think it's in late August to start shipping. The point is, it's a very important to order it now, pre-order at Amazon.com. And then to fund InfoWars, we'll have signed and unsigned books in a couple weeks. As soon as it comes in, you'll be able to pre-order at InfoWarsStore.com. But we have a rule. Amazon, you know, it's fine. They do it. It's great. We don't put something on pre-order unless it's actually here. So the books started getting printed in about a week. And I guess yours is already printed. One's in the mail to us right now. And then so you want to get it at Amazon first to get that rating. And then off those sales, they put it in the stores everywhere. We were number one USA Today, number one Wall Street Journal, number one New York Times. But they said, we're sorry, we're just not going to publish that. So it did hit number one. Great job, everybody. Let's push Dark Eon to number one, because I can tell this guy knows more about AI than I do. And I've been talking about it for 30 years or 29 years. You need to get the book. I'm supposedly going to get it today. So if I get it, I'm going to definitely read it today. But regardless, you need to get Joe Allen's book right now, Dark Eon, at Amazon.com. And people can also follow you at JoeBot at XYZ. We've got two more segments here. So I've been jumping in a lot. We've covered the waterfront, but other areas we haven't hit. And in your mind, solutions to have a pro-human future and not be made obsolete, not opt in to our own destruction.
Well, the solutions are very, very difficult, as you well know. It's a lot easier to identify a problem than to suggest a solution. And war room and just our general environment, a lot of times people are looking for political solutions. How do you stop it? Right now you have in Congress a lot of very informed, surprisingly informed, both representatives and senators. Josh Hawley is probably the most impressive to my mind, who are trying to address how do you mitigate the dangers of AI, and then just next to that, how do you mitigate the dangers of biotechnology. Now, I think it's all great. Okay, you slow it down, you give people more and more rights, you give people data protection. I think that's really, really important. Eventually, probably not long enough, eventually neuro rights are going to be very, very important as it becomes easier and easier to scan people's brains with non-invasive brain-computer interfaces. They already exist. People use them already for cognitive therapy and for video gaming in these sort of niche markets. So these are all important, right? And I think that some part of that will be good. A lot of it will just be hot air. And a lot of it will be companies like OpenAI, Microsoft, Google, using the Congress as sort of like a skin suit for their actual ambitions so that they can say, oh, well, the government's on top of this. The most important solutions, to my mind, begin with personal decisions. What do you want to adopt into your life? What do you not? The Palm chip is pretty easy to say no to. Is the palm scan easy to say no to? Is the glowing palm chip that you have in your hand every day that most people now live inside of? Do you say no to that? These sorts, and especially on behalf of your children, do you give these things to your children? These are really important questions that have nothing to do with the government.
Because you really are turning yourself into a commodity. You're a fool if you do that.
Going up from those personal decisions, do I take the genetic alteration? Do I take the testosterone? Do I take whatever sorts of concoctions that they are trying to sell you on? Moving up above that, you have the communal level. I think that may be even more important ultimately. So you're talking about everything from schools, churches, just your own social circles, these sorts of communal organizations. How do you operate in the face of a radical transformation of our civilization, a global transformation of our civilization? These are going to be questions that I certainly can't answer, but I hope to give people the tools to be able to make informed decisions as we move forward into the dark eon, so to speak.
I totally agree. We can't just let the different pop culture people tell us, oh, AI is the future, you're obsolete, or oh, it's so incredible. We have to really research it, and I think hold it at arm's length in many ways, but also use areas of it that we discern after studying it, we think can actually empower humanity, and I think we're going to get some things really disruptive to tyranny out of it, and I think it's going to take us in directions we never thought of as well.
I would love to be a Luddite. I would love to just strip it all off and head out to the caves. That's not going to happen. I wouldn't do too hot out there anyway. So it's not a matter of becoming a Luddite. Although I would say that, to be honest, Alex, you may be the Jack Kerouac of Luddism. I think that your imagination and poetic mind gives this this flavor to the feeling that everyone has, this feeling that there is, if I may quote you, and this is the last smoke that I blow that direction, but when you talked about the alien force on this planet wanting to turn us into cyborg slaves of Satan, that has to be the most beautiful line to have ever been written, or to have been composed, rather, by the Bard about the current state that we're in. Because whether it's off-planet alien or whether it's demonic alien, it's really, you could say it's irrelevant.
Because it's here.
Undoubtedly it's here, and undoubtedly it is not human. And it does, especially as people more and more turn to one-on-one AI tutors for their children, this is going to dramatically change the way in which culture and tradition is passed on for those people who adopt it. None of this is...
Well, that's right. I mean, we're already losing the written word, and now we're going to lose the spoken word is actually shrinking. People are using less words, and we're not sitting around with the elders. People don't know how to skin a buck or run a trot line, and then so it really just becomes whatever is being fed down the system, and then it's whoever produces the most crap. That's one of my biggest concerns too, is that AI can just, once it gets up and going, can really just flood the system with jamming, just disinfo, just crap, outposting in seconds what humans can post in 1,000 years. There's got to be some voluntary certification system or systems that just outlaw AI, in that we're not outlawing it everywhere, but on these forums, in these places, this is outlawed.
You know, that's
why the left is invading women's spaces and other spaces. No, people deserve to have their own spaces.
You could say that in some ways AI is the tranny invading the bathroom of your mind.
Yes.
But this is really... it's a problem when you look at the political solutions. Let's say that you have some sort of human verification system. What would that look like? Oh, yeah. It would look like an evil orb that you stare into to identify yourself as a human by way of your iris biometrics.
And it's become the gatekeeper. It's become the god. People say, I'll just get through this. It's going to make it easier for me. No, bad guys are setting it up to enslave you. It's like, well, that bear trap kind of looks pretty. You know, I'm free-willed. I can stick my leg in it if I want. No, it's a damn trap.
Yes, and who created the problem to begin with, right? WorldCoin, World ID, that is part of the investment platform of Sam Altman. And what is the reasoning behind it? Well, for one, is to tie your identity to your blockchain currency. On the other, it is to identify yourself in a social media or a digital environment in which you have a flood of AI bots. It is to distinguish you as human as opposed to the bot.
Joe Allen is our guest, joebots.xyz, and joebots.xyz on Twitter. I'm Alex Jones, basically banned everywhere, but Infowars.com. And the way the dog hunts is you share the articles, the live feeds, and the links, and you're doing that, and you've really upset Big Brother in the New World Order, so I salute you. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
We finally have our original best-selling colloidal silver back in stock. With the supply chain breakdowns and all the problems of the economy, we could not get the highest quality colloidal silver for almost 3 years back in stock. But now we've got it. 30 parts per million from the top lab. We got a limited shipment. Hopefully we'll have a lot of it in the future. But if you want to experience and have in your medicine cabinet, have in your preparedness arsenal, high quality colloidal silver from the best manufacturer, we have it right now private labeled under the name Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited supply, 30% off, InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet. Research colloidal silver, find out what a game changer it is, and then get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, back in stock, 30% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And we have returned. This is the final segment with Joe Allen. I'm sad it's got to end, but we got the third hour coming up here. Man, I am really, really impressed with. I've been impressed with you on the show, but I'm really impressed with you here in person because I know most of this stuff and I'm learning a bunch of stuff I didn't even know. And we're looking it up while you're talking about it. This is just crazy. And imagine in the secret government and research labs, how far AI's gone. But you got interrupted by cargo cult. Then I want to tie this into Elizabeth Holmes and the whole Theranos situation to show how also a lot of what they claim is being exaggerated in some cases. What I'm worried about is the stuff we don't even hear about that, like, secretly takes over, but keep going.
Well, you know, just to link those two ideas together, a lot of what we talk about with futurism and transhumanism is, in fact, a cargo cult. They really are just kind of waving these devices around without anything to back it up. But the problem that I see is that every now and then, a plane load of cargo is showing up. I would definitely say that the neural networks that were developed by OpenAI, we now call GPT, this seems like friendly chat, GPT, that represents a real significant advance in artificial intelligence. I would also say that the artificial intelligence employed by the Chinese in their Sharp Eyes program and their sort of city brains, that is legitimate technology that can, in fact, rake over surveillance data and identify wrongdoers.
Yeah, so for control, it's here.
It works. But it's not flawless, right? So in China, the various city brains they have, I think that's correct, city brains, something to that effect, the various data centers that they use to aggregate the data and then rake over with the AI to determine someone's social credit score, they really aren't unified. And when you get outside of the major urban areas, if you are a problem and they hear about you, they can certainly send the police after you. But it's not as if they have every single person under surveillance all the time. The system has plenty of cracks, even a totalitarian.
And people can wear masks, or they can put low-level mask, you really can't see it is a mask, it messes it up. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. So for every technology, there's always one to counter it.
Well, one always hopes. I do think that the human spirit will win out no matter what. And I do think that, you know, I've oftentimes been asked, like, is there any hope? If you're expecting some sort of, you know, Pollyanna, no hope, okay? If you expect everything to be, you know, Willy Wonka's chocolate factory tomorrow, actually, that's a better example. That's probably what we're going to get. Some sort of weird quasi-luciferic billionaire running a chocolate factory with Oompa Loompa slaves and various weird machines. That's probably going to be a lot of the future, but it doesn't mean that our ancestors have faced horrible conditions, mass warfare, disease, famine, you know, just want as if we could not imagine. Yes, this is a horrific future. Yes, there are horrific possibilities, but I see no reason to capitulate to that fear, and I see no reason to give up hope. I think that you have to take a somewhat tragic view of life, and you have to face danger head on. And right now, it's bad. It's threatening. In the future, I think that it actually will get quite a bit worse. But I don't think that means you stop fighting.
Well, that's one of their biggest psyops. That's been talked about ad nauseum. But a young person or someone into victimology, they just can't have been shifted to see it, that when you get into being a victim and everything's, but the system's going to help me because I'm a victim. It's all a lie. To get you deeper into it is to control you. Your body turns on when you decide you're going to overcome something. Doesn't mean you're not pissed off at it. Doesn't mean that you're not being victimized, but you're not a victim. You are not sitting there comporting to this definition that they have and just, yeah, well, the world's going to end in 2030, so why should I get a job? And now they put out reports it ends in 2025. Now that's what CNN's saying. We have the Project Veritas video a year and a half ago where they said, well, the COVID thing's going to get shut down soon. They're not buying that. So next we're saying the world's ending. And people believe it's the hottest it's ever been. No, Texas has always been miserable in July and August, folks. And it's always been, you know, I mean, I can go to the temperature rates and go, my goodness, in the 30s and in the teens, it was like 5 degrees hotter on average. I mean, it's just not real. It's not. It's just that people don't have memories either. But I challenge listeners to do it, and they've gone and done it and gone, well, I looked up temperature records, and like in the 90s, it was like 115 and 110 in Austin. And they're saying 107 is the hottest ever? No, they're lying, folks. They're lying. And then once you know that, laugh at it. I mean, the asphalt always burns your feet at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or you're at the pool. Remember when you were a kid, if you lived in, you know, Alabama or Florida or Texas or Arizona or even Southern California, and it's like August and, you know, you get out of the pool to go take a piss in the bathroom and it hurts on the way to the bathroom. That's because it's hot out there, man.
I grew up in East Tennessee. I know all about it. That's why I think a lot of it's crazy. A lot of people say I'm some sort of doomsayer or fearmonger. I'm not desensitized. I'm not afraid of some sort of catastrophic future, not because I don't believe it's going to happen, just because we don't know if it's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to die tomorrow. I think that there's some comfort in imagining that everyone dies all at once, whether it's global warming or an AI apocalypse or nuclear.
Well, it's meant to just get people to roll over and give up and be directed to not have any destiny, but, so you don't get in the way of their plans. They want to run the future. They want you to give up. It's instead go, well, this is wild. I'm in a science fiction movie. I'm going to make it a utopia, not a dystopia. I'm going to have fun. I mean, this is wild. This is crazy.
I think that really is the only, I mean, you know, in my reporting, you're giving a quick segment. You're explaining a danger, and I do believe this is a real danger on multiple levels. Spiritually, most of all, I think the temptation of holding technology up as the highest power is perhaps the most dangerous spiritual temptation of our time.
Because the people in control of it will now be the highest power.
That's right. And it doesn't, again, I don't think that it's a left or right thing. I think that there are many on the right. You get cyborgs will vote and spend money just like anybody else. Conservatives have just as much incentive to implement technocracy, absolutely, but even there is some temptation towards the transhuman, a temptation towards optimalism. One thing we talk about a lot, we talk about transgender surgeries. What is a transgender surgery? Transgender surgery is basically taking a hot porno babe who's had breast augmentation and lip filler and applying it to an XY chromosome. That distinction, that sharp distinction that says that somehow the transgender...
It's a fraud. You're not this image of this super sexed up hot woman. You're a man, and it's going to look stupid. It's a lie. It's a fraud. You go in to get a Lamborghini, and they give you a broken down Pinto.
Well, you know what? I would say that, certain women with breast implants and lip filler look a lot better than men with it, right? But my point...
Well, I even said this. I got to interrupt you because I said this the other day, and it's true. I'm a libertarian at some level, so you're not hurting kids. It's your life. You can do it. You can commit suicide if you want. Just don't make me pay for it or have state run. I said, if they could make women that want to be a man a real penis that worked and felt good, and you got the money, you got a penis. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not going to go do, you know, if I was a woman, I'm not going to do that. But they cut off your forearms and your legs, and it only hurts, and they put a piece of PVC pipe in it you pee out of, and on average it falls off within a year, a rotting meat thing. They ought to arrest the people doing that. It's like, okay, if you can give somebody, you know, an advanced technology in 400 years or whatever, you know, we can give you a penis, and it feels good. I'm like, okay, go in and get a penis. You see what I'm saying?
That's the brown acid at Woodstock, bro.
It's a fraud, dude. That ain't working, man. Or the little boys, they cut it off and create this bleeding canal, yeah. And for a decade they got to keep a thing up in them,
yeah.
And there's no pleasure but pain. This is like Hellraiser. They opt them in to do this? I'm sorry, I'm ranting.
Well, yeah,
we're going to skip this break. Skip this break. Keep going.
It's the concept of human transformation and right or left or conservative, you know, gender normative, heteronormative, whatever. The technological transformation is ubiquitous because that's the water we swim in.
It's a fraud. Again, you go in, you buy a new Ford F-150, and the engine blows up when you're driving out of the parking lot. I mean, that's better than a giant rotting fake penis.
I don't want to like dog too hard on
it. Folks, they cut globs of meat and sew it together and it hangs off.
I don't
watch the surgery.
I don't want to dog too hard.
I cannot even believe this is happening.
On our duck lip sisters, but I see only a matter of degree.
Look at all the Hollywood women. They used to be beautiful. Look like these aliens, yeah. Now. They had so many surgeries. It's the same scam.
It really is. I think that people have lost the ability to simply reconcile themselves to the natural order, let alone the divine order.
Remember the South Park episode like 10 years ago where he wants to be...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Certain allegations, I don't really want to romanticize or defend.
Oh, the guy was a complete out of it. I mean, he took a bunch of the cosmology that was already there and repackaged it. Yeah, the mysterious death of the sun and all that.
I'm only vaguely familiar with that.
Yeah, he was really bad. But you know, that came out in the WikiLeaks, all the different Democrats, high level worshiping Flema and Aleister Crowley. And they're like, oh my God, my cousin got hit by a car, almost died. We'll do a ritual tonight. And then it's like, oh, great, by the way, we're going to be at the cabin, and we're going to have 7-year-old kids for you. Now, they're going to be there for your enjoyment in the pool. Right. And like, this is real stuff, not speculation in the WikiLeaks. Yep. I mean, these are some creepy people, man.
Without a doubt, the cultural lineage from Crowley into rock and roll, right? If you've ever heard a Rolling Stones song, you've in some sense heard the spirit of Crowley. Or if you've ever heard a Led Zeppelin song, you've in some sense tapped into the spirit of Crowley. It's very eerie to me how deeply he touched the culture and how much of it has just simply faded into the background, how normal it is.
Well,
you get a Stairway to Heaven and think, Jimmy Page bought Bolskin House and lived in Aleister Crowley's
castle
home. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think soon after that, one of their kids,
Robert Plant's
kid died.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, well, they got away from that pretty quick after that episode. I've been told people that know Robert Plant. He's living in Austin. But, yeah.
I do think that demonic sort of element, I myself see...
Demonic inspiration.
I myself see it as certainly a valid point of view, a valid perspective. But, a lot of my friends aren't hardcore believers. They are either atheist or just simply agnostic. I think that they easily dismiss this stuff. They're like, oh, it's just a bunch of bugaboo. But even if you just think of it as a symbol, even if you just think of the age of the child as a symbol, or if you think of Lucifer or Satan as a symbol for certain natural elements.
An archetype.
Right, an archetype, absolutely. It's still important and still valid. I think there's room for that conversation. Especially.
Well, sure. I mean, there's no doubt whether we're using it as an archetype and manifesting it or whether it's real. It's real. It's happening.
Yes.
And you kind of started the interview with that. Joe Allen, the book is available at Amazon.com. We are not in bed with Jeff Bezos. That's how the market works. You push it number one there, then it becomes a big book. If you want to push this book and get it first, get it right now. It is Dark Eon by Joe Allen, Transhumanism and the War Against Humanity. Couldn't say it better. Can't wait to read the book. My book also comes out, August is just you're starting to like tomorrow. So it comes out in a few weeks. It's getting printed, I think in like a week. So it'll literally be hot off the presses if you want. My new book, The Great Awakening, How to Defeat the New World Order and Launch the Second Great Renaissance, which is promoting humans and human ideas and human culture and human art and freedom and not pre-programmed corporate garbage. That's also available at Amazon.com in a few weeks. If you want signed copies or unsigned copies, want to support us directly, we're going to have the books. In like 2 weeks, we're told they'll be here, and then we'll have those for you at InfoWarsStore.com. We got about 2 minutes left, Joe Allen, and just any other points you haven't made. I'm sure you've got a lot more to make, but any other key points you really like, I wish I would have said that.
You know, I'm sure I'll look back with a lot of front step comebacks, but really the most important thing to me is that there is some awareness outside of, I have no doubt that most, if not all of your listeners and viewers are well aware of transhumanism, what transhumanism is. I'm not providing the news that transhumanism is a dominant paradigm in the current culture. What I hope to provide, though, is a certain framework, certain intellectual framework and philosophical framework, and to draw the connections between the technologies themselves, the spiritual expectations of the transhumanist, futurist, posthumanist, whatever, and to be able to look at that in relation to yourself, to look down the road that these people are trying to pave ahead of us and decide, do you go down that road? How far have you already gone down that road yourself? And if you're not going to, if we're not going to simply follow along these futurist projections and live out the fantasy that they're putting before us, then what do we do? I don't answer that last question, at least not in any detailed way, but I hope that by the time that anyone gets to the end of the book, or if they simply just go into any given chapter and look at what interests them the most, that they will have some conceptual framework of what this civilizational transformation is, and have some sort of idea of where they want to be in it.
All right. Well, after this show has aired here, we're going to archive this and make a video. I think they should take a clip of what you just said and put it on the front of the interview, because I think that was really well said. All right. JoeBot.xyz at JoeBot.xyz. Joe Allen, thank you so much for spending time with us. It was great having Steve Bannon on. I was wanting to get you on as a guest a while back. I don't know why it didn't happen, but I'm glad that he got you on the show. Thank you, sir.
Dude, this was a blast. Thank you very much.
Pleasure to meet you. Come, anytime you're in town, boom, you tell the crew, let's get you in studio. And if you want to hang around some more, maybe, if, I don't know how long you're going to be in Austin, but we can get you on some of the other shows, Owens, our own War Room. And I'm kind of flattered that the Bannon name is the show after ours. That's kind of a standard name for a political War Room thing. So we kind of named it after somebody else, too. So it's not really it's just kind of like what you do. But we got our own War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. We've got American Journal, Paris Smith at 8 a.m. weekdays, and all the other special reports. But the only way the reports, the videos, the articles, the material gets out is when the listeners and viewers share it. You want to get a deep dive on AI? Well, what all the hubbub is about, you just got it. It's a tool of transhumanism. It's an invention. It's not inherently bad, but the way it's being crafted, the way it's being pushed is for control. Let's get aware of it so we don't get dominated by it. We'll be right back with more coming up straight ahead. Thank you so much.
1975, New York City was over $11 billion in debt, and the banks were no longer there to bail them out. Instead, the bankers made them sweat, never showed up to the meeting, and then created a committee that they controlled so that the banks could manage the city directly. This has been brilliantly documented in the Adam Curtis film, Hypernormalization.
The announcement on behalf of the controller is that the offer, which we had expected to receive and announce at 2 o'clock this afternoon, is now expected at 4 o'clock.
Paul, does this mean that so far nobody wants those bonds?
We will be making a further announcement at 4 o'clock, and anything further that I could say now, I think, would not advance the interest of the sale, which is now in progress.
Does this mean that you have not been able to sell them so far today?
We will have a further announcement at 4 o'clock.
What happened that day in New York marked a radical shift in power. The banks insisted that in order to protect their loans, they should be allowed to take control of the city. The city appealed to the president, but he refused to help. So a new committee was set up to manage the city's finances. Out of 9 members, 8 of them were bankers. It was the start of an extraordinary experiment where the financial institutions took power away from the politicians and started to run society themselves.
That was nearly 50 years ago, and so you can be sure that the banks manage everything now. Politicians are merely their puppets, which was recently made blatantly obvious with the public display of Dianne Feinstein and her handlers.
I would like to support a yes vote on this. It provides $823 billion. That's an increase of $26 billion for the Department of Defense. And it funds priorities submitted. Thank you.
Politicians are only there to keep the people divided and distracted, and they have so far been hugely successful at that. While a cashless society is slowly being built around us, everyone is hyper-emotional about something else and focused on fighting each other, which is most certainly exactly what the banks were shooting for. Because once they get us off of cash and completely onto a digital system, then the banks will have absolute control over each and every one of us.
A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control.
It's not just about digital forms of physical currency. You can have programmability, units of central bank currency with expiry dates, where the government decides that units of central bank money can be used to purchase some things, but not other things that it deems less desirable, like, say, ammunition.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Rees.
I'm a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
When I